Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and this is Ginger. Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. This is our final radio show, and I welcome you for what is going to be a very interesting event this evening. Galexis is going to give those of you listening a download. Now, what a download is a code, spiraling codes of light. And these spiraling codes of light descending into you will give you an unfoldment track that will enable you to utilize your power, your freedom, your love, and so on, to bring yourself through into the emergence, into the light, to your mission, and that kind of thing. And I don't know the exact details about it. That's why I'm just kind of being very general about it. And Galexis will explain that to you. And, of course, if you're operating heavy machinery at the time, i.e., you're in your car, you may not want to do this because it can be very relaxing and it can be very deep. And it can go on over through the whole night and do a lot of interesting things with your dreams. But enough about that. Galexis will explain that. And I've been channeling Galexis for over 20 years now. And through this time, Galexis has been focusing on the spiritual development of every individual who has crossed their path. Galexis is a group who speaks as one through me. They come from various dimensions, levels, and so forth. And several members of the group are very popular. Several members of the group are very popular as by other channels, and they travel around and they get through. But they've come together with me, and you will notice that they can merge, and that the voice that comes out does not sound like any specific individual, and no longer does it change from one to another. It used to change. My accent used to change. The reason I'm saying that is because the group Galexis has been here watching humanity for a while, and especially focusing on enabling the first waiver individuals. And actually, if you're listening to this show right now, you probably are one. People who are imagining and dreaming and creating the new reality, looking for what is better for them and where to go and how to create a world and save a world that seems to be headed towards a path of destruction. But actually it is not. It is actually headed towards a path of transformation and transcendence. And so if that appeals to you, then know that you're probably a first waiver. You're here wanting to do some work, but you'd first have to emerge yourself. And so that's essentially what Galexis is working with people on. If you live in the Los Angeles area, we have a Wednesday night love and healing series with Galexis that goes on for about 2 hours every Wednesday night. And details on that are on our website, galexisspirit.com. And if you go on the website, you'll find all the details. It's in kind of a centralized location. And what Galexis does there is talk about particular topics. This month is manifestation, and I have been blown away by the incredible information that's coming through, the details, the precision on how to manifest realities. Next month, in October, it's going to be total healing. And I'll probably focus on things like emotional healing and physical body stuff and things like that. Galexis is awesome as a medical intuitive and healer. And anybody who attends on the Wednesday nights, they're very, very inexpensive to attend, will get healing, will get upliftment, and a chance to ask questions, and a chance to experience the vortex that Galexis sets up, as well as the protective bubbles and things like that. So if you're in the L.A. area, please drop by on a Wednesday night and experience Galexis. All right, so Galexis will be with you shortly. I'm going to be silent for a few seconds, and that does not mean that I've hung up or anything's wrong. Just bear with me, and then Galexis will be with you. And please give us feedback on the show, any ideas you have about the future you'd like to see Galexis doing. Any ideas, just write us at galexisspirit.com. There's a place where you can contact us. And also check out the calendar and see the things that we're doing. In the first weekend of October, Galexis is going to be giving a whole weekend workshop in the San Francisco Bay Area. So if you live there, you might want to check that out as well. Okay, so I'm heading on out, and I will not return. Galexis will close the show, and I hope you have a really nice time with Galexis. And on this final show, Galexis has definitely said that they want to go out with a bang, so they're going to do something special with you today. So that's all for now for me, and have a wonderful time with Galexis. Bye-bye. All right, we are here. And welcome, welcome. We are Galexis. As the one who channels us has told you, we are a group of beings who've come together from various places. And yes, we have been observing you, dear ones, on the planet. And we have had experience with many of you on the other side and in other lifetimes as well. The reason that we are here, well, first of all, we were called, we were asked, it was a great idea of the one who channels us to be able to channel, to bring forth information. And she was bringing forth information from various members of our group, and it was stressful for her. So we all came together as one, so she only had to go into trance once in an evening. Since we have been working with her, we have been able to attune her body and tune her frequency so that we can bring through more and more of what we have to give to you, to the world. And we've been doing healing work on all levels, personal, social, and global. We invite you to explore more and more of your own emergence into the light of your mission, of the purpose why you are here, and to help us and all others like us who are still non-physical, who have chosen to work through this tremendous great shift of consciousness, not in body, like unlike yourselves, you, the ground crew, working with all of us, we are here to help tap into us and all the others of your friends, your spirit helpers, your mentors, masters, teachers, unseen friends on other levels, and also higher aspects of your very self and soul. And together, we're going to create a harmonic shift, a grand one. It is coming. Do not despair, even if in your personal life, sometimes it seems that the shit has hit the fan and everything is in chaos and turbulence. It is that way for a reason. Because, dear one, that turbulence, that chaos, that seeming to drop into the unknown is a deliberate mechanism of change. You cannot have change unless you have some chaos first, because it's in the chaos. And by chaos, we don't mean just the turbulent part. We also mean the empty part, the silent part, the unknown part. The deep void of nothingness. Now, a lot of people are terrified of this. We hope that you are not, because it is in that void, it is in that deep chaos, that you find the whisper of the greatest light of yourself, where you can awake on the greatest level of creativity and imagination and the ability to dream. Now, we're not talking about night dreams. We're talking about dreams of what a great life can be for you. Now, that's your personal dream. That's what you see for yourself. And as you know who you are more and more, you enhance your ability, your craft, your capacity, your skills to manifest the type of life that you wish, to bring forth out of yourself the expression of your divine nature, of your own essence, in your own unique way. Yes, you have unique interests. And the energy of expression that you put into your flow, into your divine radiance, will go through those specific interest channels. Not everyone's interested in opera or painting or psychic readings. Not everyone is interested in agriculture or nutrition. Everyone has unique pathways that call them, that intrigue them. And as you flow your energy through your chosen unique patterns, channels and avenues and unique patterns of interaction with the world, you're expressing your divine nature, learning more about who you are, because every time you express, you receive response from your reality. And that response teaches you. The three channels of divine expression are, we have separated them out in this regard, even though they kind of unfold and overlap and so on together. The first one, love, touch, heal. It's an energy and a power of connection, giving and receiving energy. Love, touch, and heal. Human beings want so much to be loved, to be touched, to be healed. And it is our, as the divine nature to of human beings to love, touch, and heal others as well. That exchange, that is part of the divine process. And those of us who are members of the group known as Galexis, we have been, most of us, have been physical. We speak from knowing what it has been like to be in a physical body, in a physical form. And we know that you need practical ways to love, touch, and heal, because your consensus reality, your culture, has twisted and distorted it so that sometimes you don't even have a clue what love really is, how to identify it, how to touch others, how to heal yourself and others. So we have come to work with that to help you express that. A second channel of divine expression is creativity. It has to do with awakening the passion and channeling it through from desire, through motivation and passion into a channel of flow. We call it the divine flow. And you activate your own flow. Every human being has a flow. And that flow comes from the God, Goddess, all that is, above, down, into your head, into your body, down through your chakras. Your chakras exist on more levels, multidimensional levels. They are not just physical. But it comes down through that system and out through the bottom of you, down to the earth, to ground, to anchor. And the energy of the Mother Earth, nurturing, loving, supportive, and enabling of life, comes up through your root chakra there at the coccyx and moves up through the spine, out through the top, back up, connecting with the divine, with your higher self, with that part of you that knows and connects with your divinity, your soul, and there on to God, Goddess, all that is. These channels of energy and flow are going down and up and simultaneously. And you, by your intention, by your desire, and the activation of that desire, which is a motivational urge, to put into place your passion, to move that energy, to move the energy out of you in expression, into your world, to move energy, to make things happen, to make things change, to create a flow, to create a sense of progress and development and unfoldment towards that which you desire. That creative urge to imagine, to dream. That's where you are as a culture now, where you are on the planet right now, in this chaos, using specifically this expression of your own divine nature. It is an opportune time for you to be able to dream, to imagine, to be more through that, to lift through that experience, as you love, touch, and heal as well. The third channel of divine expression that is intrinsic and natural to you as a human being is to learn, to understand, to explore, to grow. That is to become more of who you are, to grow in the awareness of yourself, to expand the impact of your essence as you can amplify that energy. You know, when you're around people who are extremely radiant, you want to be around them. They have great dignity, great presence, charisma, you might say. You can feel their radiance. You can feel their warmth. You can feel them create. There's a warmth. There's a passion in it. You can feel it. You can touch it in their energy field just by being in their presence. You can feel their loving, touching, healing, interchange, giving and receiving. There's a flow that happens with them. They're not stuck. They're not caught in a box. They're not trapped in twistedness and turnings of old emotional debris. These people are flowing, and their energy flows out. They can project energy and touch you. These are your leaders. These are your teachers, your healers. And while they may not be perfect, they nevertheless are able to radiate that divine flow because they are learning more and more of who they are. And as they know more of who they are, they radiate that to those of you who find them. And as you are touched by them, you learn, you grow, you expand and become more. And as you become more of who you are, you can then radiate more of who you are, the truth of your essence, the truth of your being, the spiritual light that you are. This process of getting in touch with yourself and expressing yourself through the divine and learning how to do it specifically through those channels of interest to you enable you to what we call emerge. To emerge out of the chaos, out of the darkness. You, to lead, to be the leaders of humanity into a new world, into a new reality. Oh yeah, there's been a lot of hype about it, there's been a lot of talk about it, and a lot of making fun of it. But if you've noticed in the past few years, the tone about the future has changed from one of doom and gloom and terror and huge floods and major mass physical plane destruction into an anticipation of a ending of old limitations, old realities, limiting, distorted, and painful pieces of the past. That is ending. The old reality is not ending, not through cataclysm, not through destruction, but through release. It's done. It's over. And there are those who are very extremely attached to the old reality. They're fighting very hard for it. But we would suggest that one of the key pieces of this seeming idea of destruction is that there has always been programmed into your social cultures, at least in the past several thousand years, connected very strongly in the Judeo-Christian tradition, but also in others, is an idea of the divine as masculine. Now comes many who have discovered the divine as feminine. the masculine now, who has been having, in a sense, the upper hand as far as the approach, the philosophy, the way of organizing, the way of prioritizing energy flow, is changing. The foundation of what your culture feels is the ultimate success, i.e. money, the whole money system has been hit hard, hence the economic crisis around the planet. Now, the money, big money guys, getting bailouts from government and so on, will recover. But the vast majority of individuals have been hit, and there is an impact over the amount that they have lost as far as money is concerned. It is awakened, and the shame, the despair, the failure energies of the masculine. Men are suffering, and some women, women also having a masculine aspect of themselves. This is a change from a male chauvinistic orientation and perspective. Not that individual males had power over females or seemed to enjoy a greater sense of power. Whoopee, they had tremendous pressure upon themselves. Men carry tremendous burdens of pressure of performance, demands for success, demands to rise in the pecking order. All of this part of the old masculine that is at this point dying. Not because it is dying because it is not balanced. It has not really worked. It has not made men happy, and those women who also get into the achievement track with them. Men are becoming softer. They're looking for their feminine sides to balance themselves, to spend more time with their family and less time working. This is part of the emergence, the balance of masculine and feminine, the discovery of who you are, the exploration of the ways and means to, in alignment in with your temperament, with your uniqueness, to express your divine through those channels of interest to you. This is the time now to dream for you personally. Your personal mission is to know who you are, to dream your life, and then your global mission is to dream the new world, to create a vision, a grander scope than a dream, a vision of how the new world can work. And you're going to discover it in your very personal life first, and as leaders, gift it to the rest of the planet. This is the process of emergence, and in that process, you must descend into the darkness and face your dark side, to face the emptiness, to dream and imagine and come out the other side, to heal, to love, to touch, to create, to flow your divine energy flow, and in the process to learn to grow and expand your awareness of who you are. All right. We wanted to spend time with that message because that is our essential message. Everything that we do is aimed towards helping you as individuals take this grand journey and make this adventure the most positive and easy and elegant way that you can, to walk upon your spiritual path, whatever name you call it, whether by a religion or by a certain philosophy, but to apply that understanding of yourself, to be able to put into physical plane experience the expression of your divine. That we support you in completely and totally. And so now we're going to open the lines up. If there's anyone who wishes to ask a question, want to talk about this, or any other topic of interest to them, we suggest that you call 888-815-9756. That's a toll-free number. Or 530-776-5185. So give us a call if you would like to speak with us. If you would like to talk with us, we would like to speak with you. What we will do after a couple of questions is that we will take you on a connection with us, We will connect you to our energy so that you can call us anytime to work with you personally, any time of day or night. We can be there with you. We have no limitations of time and space. We will connect with you, and then we will give you a download. Right? We will talk to you about that at that time later on, about the download, what a download is. Now, we know the channel has already mentioned it in the introductory period. But that comes later, shortly. And so we'll hopefully end this radio series with a big bang. We're going to be exploring avenues of working with, for example, teleconferences and podcasts. If you would like to know more about those and to be on the contact list, the notification list of when we will do that, please write us and let us know at galexisspirit.com. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, Galexis. This is Althea, and I just want to say thank you so much for being on the Path of Power. It's been very meaningful to me to tune in on Mondays and listen to the words of wisdom that your group offers.
You're very welcome, dear one. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do have a question.
All right.
Okay, so as you're progressing on, let's say, something that you're creating and you're hitting a block of self-doubt, how do you move through the block? How do you create, how do you continue to create and believe in the things that you're doing?
All right. Well, first of all, you need to know that the things that you are doing are specifically aligned to who you are, to your temperament, and are natural as part of you. In other words, they are aligned with those things that you feel that you would do even if they got no reward. You understand?
Right.
Okay, it's something that you would have to do. It is your expression, all right? And so what you want to look at is that if you find self-doubt, that is, in sense, is that you're putting out this vision, or putting out your dreams, putting out your desires and saying, this is what I want to have manifest, this is what I want to create for myself, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting that out into the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, there's a time lag between the time that you put it out and the time that the response comes back to you.
Right.
It is in that time lag that most people, if they're going to experience doubt and hesitation, are going to feel it then. Are you in one of those gaps right now?
I think so.
All right. You're attempting to create something. You're attempting to move your energy.
Right. I'm writing a book, and as I'm writing it, it's like I'm getting anxious with it.
Ah, all right. So your creative process, that's what is known as the creative block, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So your creative process is kind of getting stuck, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that when you get into the feeling, the joy of the writing itself, you don't feel that, right?
Right.
Okay. And when you get into working the concepts and crafting the words and so on, you enjoy that process, yes?
Not really. Sometimes.
No? Not really. Well, there we have a problem, yes.
Right. I mean, sometimes, yeah, the material, I'm not a channel, but it feels sometimes it comes to and through me, and it throws me into a place of, I would say, having to look at things from multiple perspectives.
Yes.
And to really, when it's in print, really look at it. Is that what I want to say?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's where I'm at. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, oh, my gosh, is that oh, my gosh good or oh, my gosh bad?
It can be both. Sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, I don't think this is ever going to go to print. And then, oh, my gosh, this is really good stuff.
Right, right. Okay. Here's what we would suggest that can remove that block that you have. Because you put something out on paper, then there's a response that needs to be done. Now, what happens is that the you that reads it then and is going to assess it, okay, as to whether that's useful or worthwhile or not, okay, mm-hmm. that one who does that can change from time to time. But the problem that we sense that you're doing is that one who assesses it also tends to be kind of judgmental or critical of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that piece comes from you having an inner assessor. Your self-image is too small from the material that you're trying to put out there.
Mm.
Okay? Now, for you to maintain a creative flow, you have to have a sense of the vision of the, not of the completion of the project.
Right.
You have to have a sense that there's going to be a point at where you will say, okay, creative stuff is never finished, really, but you're going to stop here. And
okay.
Because you've said enough and you've said what you need to say. Or you've expressed it. The expression is done. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
the person that you're going to be there is different from the person you are here.
I can sense that, yes.
Okay, so the object here to get yourself more fluidly and flowing there is that whenever you have finished writing it, just to kind of clear your mind, don't read it right away, sleep on it the next day or so, read it, okay? But before you read it, step into the awareness and knowledge and claiming of who you are as a divine being. For example, you can go to our website, and right there on the first page is the message, you are a spark of consciousness. So you can read that, and okay, I'm going to own that, and feel it, and kind of expand your light, and get about 10, 20 feet tall, and you expand your auric field all over the place, and get a good self-image going. Then, look at the part of you that assesses yourself, that evaluates yourself, and make sure that there is no internal parent in there that's going to be critical of you. Clear that out.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
you fire that one, okay? You need to retire that one. The second one is the ego. The ego is worried about how this material is going to play out in the culture and what other people are going to think about it. And so you read the material almost in a sense like as if you are the mainstream person, some other point of view looking at your material.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And really it just comes back as, oh my gosh, is this going to turn into a paycheck?
Exactly. That is what we call the social ego. It's a darker form of the ego. It's one who's very concerned about how everything's going to play out, and am I going to get a reward, and is this good enough,
mm-hmm.
and what are people going to think, and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And you need to get that out of your head, too, because that in itself, either one of those two can absolutely block you creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The third one is the slave driver. Okay, and that assessor can come in and say, well, you haven't done enough work. You've got to edit this. Man, this is going to require lots of editing. It's just not up to snuff, and you've got to keep going and keep going because you're not good enough, and you have to do it faster now because you're running out of money. You're going to need to do this and speed this whole process up. You've got to get it done right away
mm-hmm.
and put time pressure on you. Okay, that one also can have a certain element of when you feel stressed or you feel frustrated with what you're reading or with getting the book done and getting things out there, you'll find that slave driver will transmute sometimes into the escapist. And the escapist will start thinking back and lean back in the armchair and fantasize about how nice it's going to be when the book is done. When it's
mm-hmm.
done and it's published and everything and all the good things that could happen there and all the bad things that could happen there, but fantasizing, going off into the future and putting together all sorts of possibilities and floating around with them. But generally, it is generally that it's going to be, oh, finally it's going to be done and everything's going to be really great. And it's kind of a one or two dimensional image.
Right.
Okay. So those three are the wrong assessors to have.
Okay.
What we would suggest is that you go to your higher self or to
mm-hmm.
your soul or a greater aspect of yourself and have that
mm-hmm.
aspect be your assessor to look at, okay, are you doing it from your heart because you want to or are you doing it for a paycheck? Because
right.
if that motivation is there, you're going to engage the slave driver the critical parent, and the social ego over and over and over again. If you start thinking about why I'm doing it, it's because I got to get this information out. It's good information. I want it out there, and so on and so on. But the process of it is not pleasurable for me all the time. And so
right.
as soon as you get into that thing that you're looking for the end result and not really into the process, that's when these three internal assessors can show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that maintain a small self-image. And that's when you stop trusting that what you're doing is true and right for you. Because you're not, because what they'll do is they'll create the energy so that you fail, that you lose your trust of the universe to provide total abundance and success for you. And you don't trust yourself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I doing the, writing the right stuff? Is this a good enough? Is this going to fly? Blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. What we would recommend as a creative being, you want to put this whole thing into a flow. So, in a sense, put aside the whole financial consideration and feel what your natural lifestyle would be. What time do you like to get up? How do you feel about this? How long do you like to work at a stretch? How passionate are you about it? How much does it motivate you? And watch and see if it's really a good fit with your true temperament, with your nature.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is not, then you can do some processing. You can explore, okay, what would it be like if I wrote this way or I did this or so forth, and play with it and go back to what it was that turned you on with the idea of writing the book in the first place. Okay?
Right. You have confirmed and expanded, and that's exactly why I love you as a channel. Thank you. I mean, your group is exceptionally clear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And very, like, spot on with examples, and I'm very, very appreciative.
You're very welcome. Because, you see, once you get this into alignment with your true temperament, and you're doing it because this is just your expression, this is your creative expression, a part of your divine nature, then it's going to flow like crazy. You're not going to have the blocks. You're going to have a sense that you're on your destiny path. And as soon as you get that sense, you're going to have that sense of trust that all will be well. You see?
I do.
And then it makes it a lot easier for your higher self or whoever you put in as your assessor to be compassionate and loving for you, to take good care of you. So you can feel safe, so you feel that the universe is friendly, so you can stay in your components of power, love, freedom, and safety. And when you do that, you click into a very abundant universe so that all the magic can be right there whenever it's time. Because you have ability to create a lot of magic.
Yes, I'm aware.
So worrying about the magic now is a bit early. You
yes,
want to do
I know.
The magic of the process now, and then you'll do the magic of the marketing then.
Exactly.
All right.
This is the process and getting through the process.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And what it will do ultimately is keep you in the present.
It does, doesn't it?
Because these three assessors keep bumping you into worrying about the future and going out
the
there.
Future.
The future,
exactly. Exactly. Right. I recognize
you're in the it. And you notice that when you're in the present, that you're in much more divine flow, and what comes through is much nicer, much greater, much, much more flowing. And it reads so much
like
better.
I said before, with the confirmation, before I'd sit down, I would say, I'm Shara, I'll call in my higher self, and that in itself, I'm moving in that direction. I obviously, when you were speaking of it, I was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, but I'm finding myself, I'm losing it in the process. And now I need to go back again, like you said, and simply just come, is this really what my heart wants to say? Am I aligned with it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And be okay with the delete button.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear one. Farewell.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we open for another caller. This is going to be a bit of a shorter one, but we would certainly like to speak to someone if out there, if you would like to work with us. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Galexa. How are you?
Very good, dear one. So what would you like to discuss today?
Okay, I do have one question for you, and I'll take it offline. It's just a general question. I've heard of the dark night of the soul, and I just wanted to get an understanding of what that is exactly and how to get through it and why it happens.
All right.
It's kind of like, I'm not sure if it's like a one-time thing or more than once in a lifetime. I'm sure it's more than once. And how to recognize it and how to get through it.
All right.
Is that a hard question?
No, not at all. That's a very good, juicy question.
Okay. I'll take it offline.
We hope we can do it justice in about 10 minutes, and we will give our best on that. All right? Because we do have a download to do, and we do a little process at the end of the show. But what we would like to say here is the dark night of the soul is a time of internal transformation and change. Because you see, when you are born and as you're raised according to a tradition, you have a social connections, you have a certain training in what truth is and so on. And there comes a point in your life when you realize it's not working. All right? That's a sign that you are on a spiritual path of transcendence. It's time for you to go beyond it, to get out of the box. But the problem is that inside the box where you have been, you've been wounded, you've been hurt, there's tremendous rage in there of powerlessness, all sorts of deep emotional wounding. This is soul stuff. Your soul, the way you contact your soul is very deep, it's very emotional. There's a sense of movement deep down inside your very being, all right? It's different from spirit. Soul is the transformer for you, all right? And so the dark night of the soul means that you have to go down and clean out that debris, that stuff that is left over from the past that's going to chain you and imprison you and keep you imprisoned in the box of consensus, mainstream reality, or whatever reality it is that you grew up in, that you were stuck with. All the damage that was done you in your childhood and your adolescence and all that. All the processes that you've done lead up to a dark night of the soul because that is the crossing from the one reality to the other. And in order to do it, it requires, of course, great courage, but very often you're not even aware of the courage that you have because you and your soul have agreed that at some point it's time to make the crossing. It is a death of the old you, the death of the person you have been. The identity, the self-image you hold, all of that has to be completely changed and healed. And most everyone, virtually everyone on a spiritual life path has had to go through one dark night of the soul. Now, there are some people that require more than one in a lifetime. But generally, it's one. Generally. Because it puts you on a certain very empowered and very light-filled path of awakening. However, some people have to go or choose to go to a much, much higher level of awakening. And so for that reason, they may have to go through a second one. You understand? Okay. So the way to get through a dark night of the soul, first of all, is to recognize that you have to leave all the old school of belief behind. And in order to do that, you have to step outside the box. You cannot see yourself the way you used to see you. You cannot see all the judgments you've made about yourself. All the perceptions you have about yourself must be ditched. And in a sense, all these emotions and perceptions brought down to kind of ground zero. And there needs to be healing. There generally is a healing there. There's a place where you forgive yourself for having been, you know, struggling in the pit and the morass of the dark stuff, of all the emotional dark stuff. And physical pain can come with this as well. And then your soul can touch you. Your soul can give you a sense of what is your true essence. Who are you really? And there in the dark night of the soul, you awaken to yourself. You awaken to your truer self. And you begin to see how to live your life according to your truth rather than according to what you have been told is good to do by some guru or some teacher or something. This is that says, oh, you should do this and you should do that. At one of our workshops, we had a woman say, you know, I feel guilty or I feel angry because I have to get up at 4 a.m. to meditate because that's what my teacher told me. You have to get up at 4 a.m. If you don't get up at 4 a.m., you know, if I don't get up then, I feel guilty because that's when I'm supposed to be meditating. And we said, well, do you like to meditate? Oh, I love to meditate. But then she would snag herself with the judgment and the control and the tradition of having to do it at a particular time. We would suggest that you find what's right for you at what time and how to function as you and how to value and honor you. Put the attention there because you're going to build a new self. That's the new self who's going to get the inspiration, that's going to dream the new dream, and you're going to emerge out of the darkness, out of the void, out of the chaos, into the light being, doing the work that you came to do. And as we described earlier, that work consists of the three expressions of divinity, the love, touch, heal, the create with passion and move the energy, and the touch and the learn, grow, and expand your awareness of who you are. Your essential journey is to find your connection to the divine and to find that value of that divine within you. Because right now, if you're going through the dark night of the soul, you don't really own your divinity within you yet. You have to get rid of all those veils and all the doors that have stood between you and the awareness of your light. That's the key to getting through the dark night of the soul, is to reawaken who you are. So any study, any teacher, any material that you can learn from that can give you more of a boost, give you more of an idea, more of a reference of who you are, and to eliminate those judging voices inside yourself, inside in your mind talk that tells your story, tells an old story of who you have been thinking that's who you are, who tells a story about you're not worthy or you're not useful or you're not good enough or you're not smart enough or you're not good-looking enough or you're not successful enough or you're not this enough or that enough or so forth and so on. And all of that has to go. That's part of the imprisonment. And every person who goes into a full spiritual awakening has to go through that dark night of the soul. We hope that helps, does it? Hello? Are you with us, dear one? Seems that we did lose that one. All right, dear ones, those of you who are listening with us, as we thank that one for asking that question, profound question, and everyone listening to us has probably been through their dark night of the soul. For most people, it happens early in their life, but some people wait until they're in their 50s. Because that's a whole change of life, whole change of orientation. And some wait for the culture, for the movement on the planet to pull them into that darkness to move through. As we said before, we would like to work with you as an individual if you choose so. So all we would suggest that you do is to call on us and we will be with you. And if you are not driving a car or doing something that requires tremendous attention, we would suggest that right now to relax, to get yourself situated in a place where you're comfortable or as comfortable as feasible. And we would like to take you on a little journey. In that journey, to connect with us and to give you a download of unfoldment of your mission. An unfoldment of your personal mission of self-realization of yourself as a divine being, and of your global mission to make a difference, to create and dream and envision a new world, a new reality. All right, so imagine, if you would, imagine wherever you are, whatever time of day it may be. Imagine a sky with stars above you. Every one of those beautiful stars are consciousness. Mentally call us galaxies. Just speak it to yourself. We will hear it. And as you do that right now, see that some of those hundreds and thousands of stars move from their position and they connect into a big, bright star. Putting their light together, this star radiates. This is the way we come to you. A big, bright star. The combined energies of many stars, many beings. All those points of light in that sky filled with stars are beings, are consciousnesses. If you only knew when you look up at the night sky and see stars there, they are consciousnesses. You're looking at real life, conscious beings. So let us send a beam of light down to you now. A beam of light, perhaps it's in your favorite color or in a color that's just right for you, shimmering, sparkling, iridescent. And as this beam of light reaches you, it is a column of light. We surround you. You're within it. Just let us surround you. Just let us wrap our energies around you. Let us touch you, love you, heal you. Let it sink into you. Let all your cells absorb that. Let yourself be drenched in our love. You can call us any time, any of day. But if you call us at night, you just do this. And now, even now, you may wish to ask, okay, Galaxis, please, could you work on this issue with me? Just tell us, what would you like? What would you like us to work with? Yes, we'll be happy to oblige. We'll be happy to work with you. It will come in the unfoldment through your night. And when you wake up, and get up for the day tomorrow. Let yourself feel lighter. Let yourself acknowledge, change, some kind of shift, some kind of healing has been done on your issue. Maybe completely, but definitely as much as you can allow, as much as you can receive. But we give it freely to you. Give us your pain, give us your issue, give us your problem. We can work with it. Give it to us now. And now we would like to give you a download. A download, an unfoldment, codes that initiate certain energies into your life so that you can unfold, so that you can emerge with more elegance, with more grace into your mission. Imagine now streams of spiraling ribbons of light, all colors, descending through this beam of light down to you, spinning, spiraling colors, brilliant, sparkling colors, all the colors of the rainbow. And on these ribbons of light are written codes, ancient languages, star languages, symbols, glyphs, magic, codes. Let all these ribbons, several of them, many of them, maybe hundreds of them, let them touch you, tickle you, touch you on your head and your shoulders, touch you. Let them come down into your body, drench into your body. Feel a sense of depth and heaviness. Feel a sense of gentle relaxation come with it, a mantle of power, of energy, of freedom, of love. Feel it coming with that download, a sense of positive, gentle heaviness, that kind of heaviness you get when you get very, very relaxed, very, very focused, perhaps out, even out of body. Feel that energy within you. Let those spirals go down deep into you. soak into you, move into your body, feel the spirals inside your body spinning around, dancing about, and they soak into you, into your abdomen, where they, in a sense, disappear. They continue, though. The energy goes out your feet. You can feel it radiating out your whole body, vibrating, tingling, perhaps a little bit of shimmering and light and color and sparkle all over the place. This download now will continue throughout your night and will end only when you get up in the morning. So watch your dreams. We may come and speak with you, or one of your teachers may come and work with you in your dreams. There may be magic in your dreams. Open. Open to receiving messages. And let this download anchor into you. And notice the changes over the next 2 to 3 days. Perhaps you'll have a different orientation of attitude of self. All right, dear ones. We love you. We have so enjoyed working with you and speaking to you throughout the Mondays that we have been giving this radio show. And now we must go. Our time is up. And we wish you a wonderful, wonderful journey into your missions, into your glorious life ahead. We surround you with our light and our love. Sending you on your journey, remember, we are always here for you. Farewell, farewell, and thank you.